Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in 1 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 4 as we conclude with verses 13 through 18. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words. Whew. There's Paul telling us that God will be coming down to retrieve our souls, leading me to each and every day is something different, something God only knows. I once was asked why I do what I do when I write each day anew. Why does life bring forth seeming askew from the presence of truth we all know is true? Do you believe God brought his Son to the world to die for me and you? What do you believe when it comes to see the absolute truth? Do you recognize the living Jesus that dwells amongst you? Can you feed him or visit him amongst the travels you daily ensue? Jesus was a first-hand witness how to die for all of you, no matter where we place our life, where we are in, be it lust or trust, God still remains present for truth. Each and every one just confessing his mercy, do we all know that redemption you have won? Paul reminds us constantly of his love, but more so his coming. To acknowledge the transition from present to eternal, one must acknowledge as our load. What can we do to make God evident in others we show? A t-shirt or a sticker on your car offers the opportunity to approach me for his console. Learn to console one another in his truth, then life as we lead will place him first for show, and tell life over hell why we acknowledge him to know life eternal. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them and those we've said that we would pray for. And Lord, we pray for the dying as we do each day. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. May our country overcome this oppression that's occurring worldwide. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, and those that we're working with specifically, my man Howard. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood by his name. We pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of, or I should say the conclusion of 1 Thessalonians 4. It's verses 13 and 18. One chapter to go as we transition into 2 Thessalonians. This is a three-stanza poem with a one-lined ending. It's ongoing. It's titled, Grieve Not of Their Passing Away Pose. Brother, be unaware not asleep those. Grieve not of their passing away pose. Many others hope not what Jesus did propose. Died Jesus, we believe, then he rose. God raised him, his son we all know. Him bring others already asleep, the Lord's word shows. Commanding word, he himself overcome the absurd. Lord's coming asleep or alive from what we have heard. Archangel's voice, God's trumpet observe. Heaven's voice coming, whispering words. Up together, caught in the clouds, observing his nerve. First rising the dead, then all alive with his verve. One another console with these heavenly verbs. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It is July 2nd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friend. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're getting close to closing at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven and universal utterings each day. My good friend John once whispered in my ear to pray. Good God bless you, John and Marie, as we close today in the name of Jesus at 8:09. The novena of angels. Amen. We thank you, Jesus, for our spouses, our beautiful lives in Christ. Let's lift somebody up in that name. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.